the win. I thought our effort was outstanding in the second half. We faced a lot of adversity from even before the tip went off with without having Rachel, finding out last night that she wasn't going to be able to play. And just not having a lot of time to practice without her, with people being in different positions and different. Obviously, we found out what our team looks like without Rachel. She facilitates so much for us offensively. Our floor leader, but I got to give it to the players for finding a way to win.
Coach, another positive, I guess, would have been your defense tonight. You talk a bit about what you guys were doing to, I guess, hold such low percentage of shooting.
Well, I made a couple adjustments at halftime. I thought our defense was outstanding in the second half. We just kept them out of the lane. We switched how we were defending ball screens. I thought they were making everything in the first half. They were making every open shot that they had. But we made an adjustment on how we're defending ball screens and Amanda helping less, and we made them take tougher shots. And we did a great job on the board, just one and done with the shots.
Coach, you talked a little bit about how you saw the killer instinct in Rachel in Hawaii. Did you kind of see a little bit of that out of Amanda in the second half?
Well, I just think, I saw from these two that, or especially Amanda, that, I'm going to do everything in my power for us not to lose this basketball game. Whether I have the team on my back, I got to score every single time down the floor. If I have to get every single rebound, I'm going to do it. And I obviously had a ton of confidence in Shane for Shane to take the last shot of the game, and I knew she was going to make it and make a play, and that's just how far that she's come and how much she's becoming a leader on the floor for us.
Shane, I guess going off of that, last 4 minutes it was rough. I think neither team scored up until your game-winning jumper. How did you get open on that fadeaway, and what was your thought on those last 20 seconds?
Honestly, I just know that we had to make a play, whether it was me or whether it was distributing it to another teammate. We just ran a play, and it was just had to make a play last seconds.
And your thought after it went in?
I was like, I don't even know. It was kind of like, the whole game was kind of rough, kind of like, is this really happening? Like, are we really playing, like, the first half, are we really playing this bad and everything? So it was kind of, I don't know.
I can't remember when we shot 32% from the floor. We've had teams like that, but, I just think that, Rachel on the floor is a great scorer, and she makes everybody else look like they're a great scorer. I mean, she facilitates, she makes things easy. That's what a great point guard does. And obviously, we shot 32% for the game, but, we found a way to win, and that was awesome.